Sukkah Daf, we are on Daf Chof Ches, the 28th Daf in Meseches Brachos, and the focus today is going to be the number 18. There are seven Sukkim and an entire Mizmor which are quoted on this Daf, and we're going to be focusing on that Mizmor, which is Mizmor Chof Ches, the 29th chapter or Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. It is quoted on Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis in Brachos, just following the Mishnah. The Mishnah has talked about the 18 Brachos which are to be found in the Amidah, in the Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara says, how do we know that their number is 18? One of the suggestions the Gemara gives, in the name of Rav Hillel Bered Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, he says, because of the 18 Azkoros, the 18 mentions of the name of Hashem in the Mizmor Chof Ches of what Sheomar David, Behavu LaHashem B'nei Elim. What is he referring to? So if you open up your Tehillim, Chof Tes, Mizmor Chof Tes, you'll notice that this is a Mizmor which is said numerous times. One of the times it appears is actually in a davening when putting away the Torah on a Shabbos morning. And this Mizmor is a very esoteric Mizmor. And if you count up the numbers of the mentions of the Shem Havaya, the name Yud Hei and then a Vav and a Hei, it appears 18 times as the Gemara is pointing out. It should also be noted that there is another name of Hashem which is Kael, the name of power of Hashem, which appears the 19th time, representing the 19th hidden bracha, which the Gemara is about to discuss now. It's also worthwhile noting that the word kol, the voice of Hashem, appears 7 times in this Mizmor, whether that is the 7 days of creation, or perhaps referring to the 7 brachos on the Shmona Esrei of a Shabbos or Yom Tov, which is worthwhile noting. Just to deepen the connection between the Amidah and this Mizmor, the Gemara in Megillah Yud Zayin Amud Beis also tells us that each of the Azkoros, each of the mentions of Hashem's name, is directly parallel to the bracha of the Amidah, which means Anshei Knesset HaGdola used it as the architectural prototype for creating the Amidah. So, for instance, the bracha, which is the first bracha of the 19 or the 18, is our voice, is when we relate to our forefathers, which refers to the first one, Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim, give thanks to Hashem, the sons of the mighty, referring to the Avos. What about Gvuros, the second bracha, referring to the strength of Hashem? Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Oz, give to Hashem honor and power. Minayin Shomrim Kedushos, how do we know that the third bracha is referring to the sanctity of God? That refers to Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemoi, give him the honor of his name. Hishtach Havu LaHashem B'Hadras Kodesh. So each of the mentions of Hashem's name is going to be parallel to one of the brachos of the Amidah, which the Gemara in Megillah points out. Just to understand a little bit of the background over here, the Malbim suggests that this Mizmor actually occurs relating to a specific discrete event in which there was an earthquake in the land of Israel, and that's why it refers to these tremendous expressions of power, the earth shaking, the mountains falling apart, because it's referring to an actual earthquake. It's hard to understand this line of thought because although it does describe these powerful expressions, it doesn't seem to be a Mizmor reflecting pain, fear. It really is fully thanksgiving, which is why some of the other Mephoreshim suggest that we're referring to over here moments in history where Hashem revealed himself to the nation of Israel, where there was a communion between the divine and the human. And these are so powerful and so overpowering that this is what the human beings say as they see, as they experience the divine, which is why perhaps it is the framework for the Amidah. What we're trying to do on a daily basis is we're trying to use those experiences as a platform for the connection in the future and saying, you know, just as you had a communion with us, the humans, the microscopic humans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to come closer, we want to reenact those experiences once again. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.